Welcome to the Aquarius Sun Festival. The full moon of February brings us the Sun Festival of Aquarius. We all recognize Aquarius as the water bearer. Its symbol depicts water being poured forth from clay jugs. This energy of Aquarius is very cleansing, and this month it is available for our personal and global house cleaning. Each one of us is filled with some variety of dirt. In our bodies, in our feelings, or in our minds. Throughout our lives, we may struggle to battle and eliminate this accumulation of debris, but this month, we have a different option. Have you ever seen a person cleaning their driveway? Some folks pick at the embedded dirt and then painstakingly sweep each crevice, raising lots of dust in the process. But others take to the garden hose and allow the force of the water to do all the work for them. The force of the water is available to us this month to wash away our accumulations and to make us new again. Aquarian energy can cleanse us of our physical, emotional, and mental pollution. Our dirt and debris are what make us act wrongly towards others. They drive us to approach the world from a selfish point of view as we struggle to meet our own needs. We find ourselves driven by our desires. And no matter what we have, we feel we need more. Then along comes Aquarius. Bam! If we accept its potential, its energy will quench our true thirst. The reason we want more and the reason we need more is because we feel empty within, disconnected from our spirit. Aquarian energy is a true thirst quencher. It aligns us with our spirit self so we may feel connected to others and at peace. If we fail to accept this energy potential, we can find ourselves becoming more petty, selfish, and superficial. Instead of being open to change, we may cling to our old ways, dig in deeper, and become further entrenched in our muck, with fixed ways of looking at the world, feeling dissatisfied with our lot. Remember, the potential energy is there, but it is up to you what you do with it. So this month, and especially during the coming days, take full advantage of this purifying energy. Don't worry about the details of what you need to clean, or make copious lists of your faults and flaws. Instead, bathe in the bountiful energy available and simply release all that you do not need. Don't worry about the details of your life. Trust in the flow. Remember that as water flows, it naturally moves and erodes obstacles in its path. Remember also that water is generous. Its nature bubbles forward, sharing its energy with all. You too can expand your awareness beyond your personal self. Now is the time to ask yourself, how can you help to quench the thirst of others? What can you do to assist? If we allow it, the energy of the Aquarian Sun Festival will wash us clean, bringing us towards greater health and enlightenment. This potential is available not only for each of us as individuals, but for all of us. Please take a moment to consciously link with others in prayer or meditation this month, focusing on the keynote of Aquarius. Water of life am I, poured forth for thirsty humanity. Humanity is ready to be rid of its pollution, from its pollution on the physical level and the environment to its greed, hatred, and fears. So radiate the water of life to others, right from your own home.